This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, here we go. Let's talk about some of these animals and what they're going through. It started with deer, where we were talking about these deer that had all these bumps all over them, and it just looks weird and creepy. But now they're seeing it in squirrels, and they're going to expect it in other animals as well.
Where is this?
This is everywhere. I think.
Deer with bumps on
them.
Let
me see.
It's really gross looking. Really
yeah,
gross.
They look like gigantic warts. Like, here's a squirrel.
What's it coming from?
That's the squirrel. You see the picture of it.
The deer look way worse. The deer look like they got spikes sticking out of them all over.
Yeah.
Is this where it's coming from?
Yeah. So here you go. At first, I thought it was eating something from front beds, but then I realized something was on its face looking at it. They have dubbed these critters zombie squirrels. Wildlife experts claim the animals are likely suffering from squirrel fibromatosis, a viral skin disease that happens. It's a virus that spreads directly between healthy squirrels and the lesions or saliva of affected squirrels, mimicking almost like herpes in human beings, except they get it really bad. I mean, really bad. Said it can lead to wart-like tumors. The skin condition often clears up on its own. But
stay away from them dirty squirrels.
Severe squirrels.
That's right.
Severe cases, the growths can affect internal organs and lead to death. Yes, they look disgusting. And if you guys haven't seen the deer, let me see if I can pull up a zombie deer for good old Rob here. Because,
I want to see what we're talking about. I'm good. I trust you, believe.
These growths.
I'm good. Right. Keep moving.
Yeah.
Oh, you got that. It?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I got one with it on its face.
Like this?
Yeah, it almost looks like, like leprosy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird it's and hideous. Disgusting. But yeah, I guess don't be alarmed if that's something you see out there, or just stay the hell away from it. But let's move on to the next story.
The squirrels don't have to worry about me getting them anyway.
Well, I used to be concerned when I was hunting because a lot of deer, they call it like chronic wasting disease and stuff. You got to be really careful when you dress a deer.
Really?
But we take out the organs and stuff.
Yeah, well, I know what that means.
I know your family hunts. I forgot.
Yeah, my dad punished me one time from the only time I went hunting with my parents. I walked home. I was in a tree stand for like 40 minutes. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
It's the best thing ever.
Walk home. My dad was pissed off, so he made me help him dress the deer, skinning with all the organs. As soon as the smell came out, I went, yeah.
And that's where the puking began.
Done. Dunsky. All right, how about this? A Wisconsin father faked his own death on a kayaking trip so he could be with his online Eastern European fling. Well, he was caught. He was sentenced to 89 days in jail. Ryan Borgwart, 45, sentenced to 89 days in county jail, pleading no contest to a misdemeanor, charged of obstructing an officer during his hearing. Judge Mark Slate said a sentence ruling was based on the length of time he allowed his deception to continue. Now, doesn't it seem weird? Like it's 89 days. Like I feel like you would have, there's gotta be a harsher penalty and some sort of fine or like, and by the way, how do you go back to your family and look them in the eye after doing that?
Yeah, that
It's crazy.
I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not coming back.
I was joking. I just, psych.
Borgwart said he deeply regretted his actions and the pain he caused his family and friends. He also, Slade also ordered that the fleeing family man pay $30,000 to the Green Lake County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for faking his death. But I mean, he's looking. I look at the picture of him with his family, three kids, and dude just bailed for an Eastern European fling. What a loser! You're a loser, you loony.
Isn't that Russian women?
Yeah. 4 months after returning, his wife of 22 years, Emily, divorced him, claiming their marriage was it's broken and ain't nothing coming back. Following his sentence Tuesday,
what if she already moved on because she thought it was dead? How long was he gone?
He was gone for like a few months.
Yeah, that's plenty of time.
Yeah. By the way, there's a movie coming out. I had this conversation with my wife. A movie coming out about if you die, you go to like a little purgatory place for 24 hours, and then you pick who you want to spend the rest of your life with.
Uh-huh.
And the story centers around a woman that got married. Her husband died early on as they were, you know, married early, whatever, in the war or something. And then I guess she got in a car accident with her current husband. So now when she goes, she has to pick which husband she wants to spend the rest of her life with. And I thought that was such a mind F. Looking at my wife saying, hey, if something happens to me early, who are you picking? I want to know now because I ain't waiting around then. I'll just go. But it looks like a really screwed up movie.
I'll just go. Let me know now.
I ain't waiting around.
Oh, all right, let's get to this last story. And this is.
That's an interesting topic. I got to think.
It's messed up, isn't it? Like to think about
it? I mean, not that I would have to think for a second. I know who I'd pick.
Yeah.
None of the above.
Where's that corner? I can
none
spend
of, none myself. Of the above.
Where's Jeremy?
All right. So we have this infamous Headache Burning Free. Man festival. It's in Nevada. And I don't know if it's always been in Nevada.
It was in New Mexico, whatever.
I mean, it's in, yeah. You get the desert. Yeah. It's been struck with a little bad luck this year in 2025. They've updated fans on their Orgy Dome, which was destroyed by a dust storm that hit the festival grounds. On the Orgy Dome's official Instagram page, Burning Man shared, our build team worked so hard this past week to erect, yes, our lovely space. You really erected an Orgy Dome? Like you just want people to go in and just bang it up?
Yeah, it was supposed to be spectacular. I know somebody went every year.
To the Orgy Dome?
It's on the site. It's a huge site. It's like what they do is they erect this whole site, including the Orgy. It wasn't called the Orgy Dome. It was called something else, but it was an Orgy Dome. And then when it's done, the whole rule is you have to clean up everything. Everything has to be taken down and removed. It's a very save the earth kind of thing. And yeah.
But it is about people having sex in this room?
It's everything. Yeah, well, that is. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know if it was just... Here it is. Orgy Dome described themselves as a sex-positive community on a mission to educate the world about consent and the importance of its practice beyond intimate space. The Dome provides festival goers the opportunity to partake in sex with two or more people. Hey, come in and pick what you want. Inside, those interested will find mattresses, drapes, comfortable couches, and several pillows. It doesn't say if the carpet matches the drapes in there, but it might not.
There, it definitely doesn't.
But there were pictures of people with that, you know, how they talked about that sandstorm or whatever it was, yeah. Dust storm that they had. And there were a couple of girls that were apparently outside in it as they were trying to make their way back, and they were covered from head to toe, like just dust everywhere. So I can imagine this might be a fun festival. I don't know that I'm going to end up in the Orgy Dome, but that's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rocco Baco would join us at 8:30, but on the other side, recapping last night's season debut by Kyle Bradish. Orioles baseball up next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Out there probably about an hour and a half before game time. I usually do that regardless, just kind of get a feel of the weather and the brightness. But yeah, I was out there listening to music and just kind of taking it all in. It's been a long journey to get back here, so I was very grateful to be able to throw today.
We're very grateful too, Kyle Bradish, to have you back. If that's a sign of things to come, Jeremy Kahn, I like Look, I like it a lot.
I mean, I don't know that you could have come out and maybe not just give up the two home runs, but realistically, like, it's two simple mistakes, man. Yeah. Like, two solo shots shouldn't kill you.
And like you said, I don't even know if one of them was a mistake. The first one got too much of the plate. The next one, I tip of the hat to the hitter.
It looked like the movement was good.
Yeah.
And the efficiency on strikeouts is insane. Like, when you looked at how many strikeouts he had, according to how many pitches he had thrown.
Six innings?
It's just, it's ridiculous. So, yeah, it's a nice thing to see. I always say this, in as far as handicapping goes and betting on these games, I like to bet against the guy when he comes back in his second start.
Yeah.
Because again, you're getting used to those aches and pains and coming out, and I can't sit here and give you information saying, hey, this happens this many times, but I've been very successful.
Somebody said it earlier, they're more concerned with how he feels today.
Yeah.
But this is the illegal part about it. You should not be able to have hard breaks on your pitches going both ways.
Yeah.
His slider breaks hard away from right-handed hitters. So then he throws the cut fastball that starts off away and breaks hard back inside. That's, what do you want me to do?
It's ridiculous.
What do you want me to do with that?
I mean, you know, like there was that thing in soccer, but it's talking about bend it like Beckham.
Yeah.
It feels like that on the pitching mound with him where you're seeing all the new stuff with sweepers and we're doing this and that. And I don't know if you guys saw Curt Schilling went ballistic online talking about today's pitchers. He's like, everything's got to be the hardest throw. And
how strong
can you be?
Like, I agree with that.
Nobody pitches seven innings anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's more about pitching than just getting up there. That's why we have so many injuries. And it's the first time I think Curt Schilling said something really intelligent.
I agree with him 100%.
But it was interesting to just hear a take. And look, you could say what you want about him. He has a Hall of Fame resume, whether or not you think he's a Hall of Famer. But when you hear a guy like that talk about it, it kind of makes you think, like, are we doing too much to these pitchers? Because you watch a guy like Bradish that can bend it, and as Rob's pointing out, however you want to attack right-handers and left-handers, he has the ability to do whatever he wants.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a lefty and he starts off in on your hands, Ed, and you give up on that pitch because it's on your hands, the next thing you know, it cuts back away from you.
Yeah.
You know, that shouldn't happen.
I know.
He should not be able to do that, but he can. And that's what makes him have number one stuff. Whether he's a number one, you can argue, but he has number one stuff. The guy will want to see it again. 2 years ago, he was second team all MLB, finished fourth in the Cy Young Award race. That sounds like number one to
me. Yeah. And again, the only thing now is like you want consistency. You want to see him stay healthy. And it's a big part of everything you're trying to do, because if you have your top end of your rotation, like Philadelphia is very secure because they have Jesus Luzardo, Christopher Sanchez, Aaron Nola, and who am I missing
Wheeler.
In that group?
They just lost Wheeler.
And Ranger Suarez. That's what I'm saying. They lost their best pitcher. Yeah. Statistically, you may look at it and say, well, Sanchez is having a better year. Zach Wheeler was going to start every game one that he could.
Ranger Suarez is...
I mean, look, so they have an embarrassment of riches there in starting pitching, but that's still a big blow to lose that guy. Not many teams have that talented a rotation. Yeah. Ed pointed it out with Zach Wheeler was the fourth best starter on the Mets when he first started coming up. Steven Matz was there, and you had Syndergaard.
DeGrom, Syndergaard, Harvey. Like,
all those guys. Yeah. Just incredible.
Let's go to Glen Burnie and get Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going, Rob?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
So I went to the baseball game with my daughter last night, my daughter and my stepfather, and while the results sucked, I want to give my shout-out to the Orioles for a fantastic experience. I don't know if you got to see it, Rob, but during the seventh-inning stretch, the Oriole bird took my daughter up to dance on top of the dugout.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome, man.
It was I knew it was going to be fun taking her to her first game, but it's a memory not just me, but her will never forget.
Did you get the pin, my first game pin?
Yeah, we got that as soon as we walked in.
Okay, good, good. All right, hey, man, it's good to hear some good news. Thanks a lot, Eric. Let's go to Rosedale. That's your first game.
Mm-hmm.
How do you top that?
Well, now you're going to be pissed every other game you go to. It's like, how come he didn't grab me to get on the dugout?
How you top that? First time I went to the game, I stood on the dugout on the seventh-inning stretch with the bird. Second time with the game, that didn't happen. But that is good. I'm glad to hear that. Let's go get Antonio on Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy hump day Wednesday.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you.
Welcome. Should we be encouraged by Kyle Bradish's outing last night? And you guys had a wonderful day.
Absolutely. I mean, we've kind of talked about it. You look at the situation that you're in and how he was pitching last night, all the strikeouts, and making what you could call, if you want to deem it, two mistakes. But, yeah, now I need to see a little bit more consistency.
There needs to be no more good people like that in the world, like Antonio, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We welcome. You know what I mean? There just needs to be more good people in the world like that.
You mean instead of when you thank somebody, go, uh-huh.
Oh, screw you. Screw you. Oh. Sit and spin, you bastard.
Why?
What was it this morning that I caught you with? You were talking about something, and I threw something at you that was you. I can't remember what it was. And you went, huh? Oh, you know what it was? Somebody trying to okey-doke you and making you pay something for whatever it was. Like, you get the bill, and you're like, man, you didn't tell me this is what it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
And I was saying to Rob, I said, yeah, it's like when people give you these tickets to events and then they say, hey, here, if you want to come, make sure you send me $50 later. Who would do that? R-O-B-L-O-N-G.
Oh, speaking of which.
don't pull out any fundraising right now.
That's my thing, though. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
It's just my thing.
Well, look, you sent out something that involved Robbie, and I donated right away. So you didn't need to ask.
410-583-1057 is the number.
Zero. I'll do the same.
Well, we got him on the coaching staff. Oh boy, school's starting for us tomorrow.
Man.
Yep.
That's just feels ridiculous, man. Not even Labor Day yet, and it's going.
I know. I hate that. I just thought about something, Ed.
Ah.
This is our Friday Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, babe.
That's true.
This is our Friday Eve. Jeremy, you got to slum it out the rest of the week.
Who's that caller earlier? I'm sorry. You got to listen to me.
Who are you with Friday?
Bruce Cunningham.
Oh, that would be fresh.
Maybe I'll shave off the rest of this and keep the mustache, and we'll just both have it.
Why don't you do that?
No, nope, because I want this beard to grow back.
No, I love the picture just with the mustache.
Oh, God. It looks so creepy.
Mr. Gashanowitz, my shop teacher.
But you said your shop teacher was... Oh. Oh.
It was hilarious.
Screw you.
Shovels at 8:45. You got two of them in one day, in one segment. Shovels at 8:45, but on the other side, we're here with Rockabacco thought of Kyle Bradish's performance last night. Up next on The Fan.
Look at you, Joe.
8:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Shovels up next, but right now, we got Rockabacco from MassiveSports.com, School to Rock. What's going on, Rock?
Hey, I thought when Isaiah had a surgery, he was unlikely to be ready. Feel free to use that.
Yeah.
Still is.
You've done better, Rock. You've done better. We could not ask more other than a win of Kyle Bradish's performance than what we saw last night, Rock. In the best case scenario, I didn't even have that.
No, not at all. 10 strikeouts on 4 different pitches, mostly the split. And he was dominant. He had the 2 pitches that were hit for solo home runs. That was it. Most nights you probably win a game like that. And with a better bullpen would help too. But and maybe score a couple runs. But, yeah, he looked sharp. The velocity was good. You know, he was obviously amped up early. It was funny. Tony Mancelino kind of predicted that. The ball's going to be coming out hot probably that first inning. And he said he saw Bradish kind of like breathing harder in the first than he normally would be. It was just, you know, trying to control the emotions and just being that amped up. But, man, he looked good. There's really not a lot else to get excited about these last, whatever it is, 5 weeks of the season, except for Bradish being back. Tyler Wells will be back soon. You know, they've called up the top prospects. This is what we've been waiting on. And you can now project. I think you still go out there and get yourself a number one. You got to do it. But to have Kyle Bradish, if you're good enough or deep enough that he's like your number two starter, I think he'd be in pretty good shape.
Yeah. I mean, Rodgers and Bradish, and this is not looking as bleak as we thought. It looks pretty damn good. You know, after the Basayo signing, you know, of course, it's talk radio. Everybody's going, oh, my goodness, what is this? Should they extend Gunner now? And do you think any of these Boris clients are getting extended anytime soon?
I don't think so. Now, again, if you had told me Basayo was going to get extended, yeah, was in 4 days in the majors, I would have taken that bet in a heartbeat. Nobody saw that coming. I mean, I was floored by any extension. I didn't even consider him. We've always talked about Gunner, Adley, even Holiday, or, you know, Cowles or Westberg. Basayo never entered the discussion. He did not enter the chat. So, you know, I was shocked by that, but I don't see that happening, you know, anytime soon. And certainly it's a little bit easier with Basayo and those figures. I mean, what are we talking with Gunner? You know, $1 billion. I mean, that's going to be just a huge deal. And, you know, the closer now Adley, I think, getting ready to start, you know, he's arbitration eligible. The closer you get to free agency, there's more of the temptation to test the market. And, you know, how much now, like, you know, Adley's not coming off a strong bargaining position here. Wait a little bit on that. So I think it's going to be a while, but there have been discussions, at least in the past. I know Michael Eis does not like to talk about these things, but certainly they've had some talks. He talks to Boris a lot, so I'm sure the subject has come up at least, and they've kicked around some figures. But I would be, again, stunned if there was anything else. But it was still a good sign that they showed that kind of financial commitment and certainly would like to lock up some more of these players.
Well, after the Basayo deal and hearing Rubenstein talk about the offseason and things to come, do you think they're going to be very active in free agency and even maybe in some trades in the offseason as well?
I mean, they have to be. They really have to rebuild the bullpen, you know, especially with Bautista now, who we don't even know if he's ever going to pitch again. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but it's easier to come back from the elbow injury than shoulder, and we're talking labrum and rotator cuff.
I mean, Doc Rock has a ring to it, you know.
Doc Rock. I mean, I played doctor a little. I should take that back. I don't,
we don't want to hear about your role playing, Rock. Let's keep it moving.
Tony, let me cough. But, you know, and then they traded away 4 high-leverage guys around the deadline. So they're going to have to make a lot of moves there anyway. The rotation, you know, they didn't properly replace Corbin Burns last time. So they're going to have to go out there and look at pitching. And then, you know, another outfielder, utility infielder to replace Ramon Urias, even though you do have some candidates internally, I think you still go out and find somebody. It's going to be a really busy offseason, and you're going to have to spend money. The question, of course, is how much, but they're going to be spending. They're going to be looking at the trade market. It's going to be one of the busier off seasons that I can remember. Not to mention the fact, by the way, they have to decide on the manager. That alone will keep us busy.
Rockabaco joins us, School of Rock. Rock, quietly, because I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it. Colton Cowser, 7-game hitting streak. He's hit safely in 9 out of the last 10 in that time. 3 home runs, 8 RBIs. There a chance maybe he's climbing out of this season-long slump of his?
He is. You know, it was unfortunate. First of all, it was sabotaged by the broken thumb in Toronto in March when he, you know, dove into first base, which, again, I don't know why anybody does that. I'm sure they don't plan it. It's just instinctual. But, you know, so that sent him back a couple months. And then, yeah, he's just struggling to get that swing back. And I'm sure he starts pressing. It just seems like he's much more comfortable to play. I think he really enjoys playing center field, which might help as well. But, yeah, he's swinging the bat much better. And you would like to think you could get that out of for a full season from him. You didn't the year before. He was kind of a good month, bad month. And the guy can hit, and he's got ridiculous power. He just needs to try and put it all together for a season. And they're going to have to decide in the offseason, is he the center fielder moving forward, and you've got Beavers, and what do you do in the outfield, corners, whatever, or do you go out and get a center fielder at least short-term if Enrique Bradfield Jr. is the guy eventually and Cowser goes back primarily in the corner or not. They're going to have to figure out the outfield alignment. I assume Tyler O'Neill will be back. I don't think he'll be taking his opt-out. He may be holding on to that $49.5 million contract now. So, yeah, they got to make some decisions on the outfield as well, but it's encouraging that Cowser is playing the way he is.
You ever see two team hold on to two plus catchers? Like usually it's you've got your – if you're lucky, you have one good catcher, you know, if you're lucky, and you'll have a backup, somebody at the tail end of his career or something like that. Do you remember anybody who's had two that were really –
The Braves did recently.
Who?
The Braves. Because didn't they move the one Contreras brother that's with Milwaukee now because they traded for the A's catcher? Mm-hmm. So yeah. And then they had Darnold. So, right. Again, that's the only team I can
Seems
think
kinda
of.
Seems kind of rare.
Yeah, very rare.
That's right. Yeah, usually the backup is that, quote, catch-and-throw guy, which means he's going to hit about 211, but he might throw out a guy once in a while. Right. We've seen them see those guys pass through town. So it is unusual. It's also unusual to have that kind of flexibility with Basayo, who is going to play a lot of first base, and he looks pretty good doing it. And also with the DH, of course, easily those two can coexist. The question becomes, are you comfortable not having a third guy if you have Basayo and Rutschman in the lineup together on most nights, which would be the plan?
Right.
That's why they were carrying Alex Jackson and the other two. And then, of course, when Rutschman got hurt, they just went down to the two. So that, again, is going to be something to consider with the roster if you need a third guy. Because I think, you know, most nights it would be, you know, Basayo behind the plate or Rutschman, the other one DHing or Basayo at first. I don't think they're putting Adley at first. We heard all about that when they drafted him. He can play first base, too. And I don't know if we've ever seen him do it. But, yeah, it is really unusual. But, yeah, most nights you're going to see those two together.
Rock, what do you think this means? Everybody's talking about what does it mean for Adley. I'm like, it doesn't mean anything because he was still going to be here whether or not he signed that contract. But what does it mean at first base now with Mountcastle and Mayo? You get an extended look at Mayo. I mean, he could be a trade chip, obviously, now if that's what they want to do, or maybe the same thing with Mountcastle. What do you see there?
Yeah, exactly. But now that O'Hearn's gone, it kind of freed up that spot. And then, again, when you have a season like this and you're not really playing for much anymore besides Pride, this is a chance to play Mayo practically every day, and they're playing him at first base mostly. And Mountcastle being the team guy, I mean, he's a two-time Gold Glove finalist, but he understands he's going to be DHing most nights. They want to get that bat going. This is a big year for him. He's got another arbitration year. He's getting closer to free agency. So I keep saying this. That's another decision you got to make. What are you doing with first base? Are you keeping Mountcastle and bringing him back? And it's going to be another raise and a really down year for him. Which, remember, this was supposed to be a big year. They moved in the left field wall. We thought the guy was going to hit 30 home runs.
Yeah.
And there's been health issues again, and that hasn't happened. And is Mayo going to be the guy then, or is this an extended look, and then maybe he's no longer untouchable? He hasn't taken full advantage of it. I mean, he looks more comfortable at the plate than he has, but, you know, he's not exactly tearing the cover off the ball. And, you know, but Basayo is going to be getting plenty of starts at first. It's not going to be a set position for one guy. So that's another area they have to figure out what they're going to do there. You can make room. You could have Mountcastle, Basayo, and Mayo all in the same roster, and they may just end up doing that. But that's the money with Mountcastle is going to be one of the decisions to make in the offseason.
There you go. Rockabaco. Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys. See you.
See you, buddy. 410-583-1057 is the number. Rock's on top of it all. Jonas Schaefer joins us at 9:30 to talk some Ravens. But on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, I am going to give one locally. That's something I talked about earlier. Government-wise, kind of deceptive, driving me crazy. I got texts about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057TheFan. Shovels next. You got something for us over there, J-Con?
Yeah, we're going to be giving away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A little bit later this hour, four tickets to the Dream Big at the Maryland State Fair. It's coming to the Timonium Fairgrounds for three weekends. What is it? What time is it? Are we still in the 8 o'clock hour? Next hour. I guess this hour is ending. I can't see anything. Thursday through Sunday, August 21st to September 7th, enjoy rides, music, food, and more. Visit MarylandStateFair.com. We'll be doing that next hour.
There you go. There you go. Time to give out shovels, Ed Norris. What you got?
Yeah, the people who lead the city and state, the governor and the mayor. I get it that, you know, this president's the other political party and there's things, you know, but like, let's not start saying that things are what they aren't. Like, if you don't want, you know, any help from the federal government, and if it's a Republican issue, you just don't want the National Guard, you don't want any help from him at all, that's fine. Say that. Don't tell people we've broken the back of violent crime. It sounds ridiculous. It just does. It sounds ridiculous. Ask people who live here. Ask people who have businesses down on, you know, Broadway and Fells Point, or, you know, ask one person in this building who got beaten up by, you know, three men and robbed last year, you know, while he's running at 5:30 in the afternoon. Like, it's not. We haven't broken the back of violent crime in this city, so let's stop lying to ourselves and stop lying to the public.
It wasn't me. You couldn't catch me running at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
Yeah, I want to give it to young drivers, and I want to throw in an added thing because of Falls Road real quick. That's definitely going to happen.
Why are they putting those little ridges?
I'll get to it in just one second. I can add to what
so,
he just said.
At near my house in Glen Burnie on Ritchie Highway, like right next to the NBA, that first shopping center that you see next to it, where there's a Petco in there and a Panera and all these places. So there's a little strip right before with like a Qdoba and a Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy pulls into the parking lot, and I don't know if he thought everything was one way. He literally goes to make a left-hand turn and drives on the wrong side of the road where cars are coming at him and somebody's trying to turn out. And what does he do? He freezes and thinks everybody else is wrong. So he just sits there until all these people are trying to go around. People have to pay attention, man. Like, why would you ever think that that was one way and you got to drive on the wrong side of the road to turn in? The thing I wanted to say about Falls Road, and I guarantee this happens, they're trying to do like a little bike lane there, I guess, with those.
That's what I thought.
But if you get right here, this street right beforehand, it's wide enough for a car. And when you turn onto that street, or somebody wanting to get around somebody is going to drive that, and it ends abruptly with a curb in front of it, I guarantee somebody's going to flip their car on this street.
Absolutely. And this is what I want to get to. I think where Rob was, so he may have something else. When they're doing the street, the, you know, the strafing of the street to repave it, okay, I get it. You got to rip up the old asphalt, and there's usually a little, you know, change in elevation slightly.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you make it like a gradient, like a ramp?
Yes.
They make it like a curb.
Yes.
I slowed down like 20 miles an hour because you can't go from 40 to like zero. I thought I dented my rims.
It's like you're driving up on the curb.
Yeah.
It is.
Just send
it. I was like, how stupid are you guys?
Yeah.
Other cities don't do this. Like, you make it like a little ramp. It's not that hard. Well, no, they just cut it off. Bang! As you drive up. It's like, why can't we get everything? Do we have to get everything wrong all the time?
How on earth could you expect them to do that when you saw the lines they put down Falls Road?
You're welcome.
They have doing it.
I still can't. When the first time I saw this, I'm like, I got to talk about this. It's like,
it looked like somebody had tremors that was doing the lines because they're in all different directions.
My shovel goes to Jess from Mix 106.
Oh, goodness.
So we were out in the hall, I mean, in the cafeteria area. And she asked me when I came out, why weren't we talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's engagement? I told her that's just really not a big thing for us. We bring it up, but it's not really worth a segment. If Joe, who's more part of that culture, would put it on there, he would know it was more of a segment for us. And then when Ed came out, I reiterated it, and Ed said, no, we're not. First, Ed joked and said, no, we'll put it in
Commissioner Baltimore.
And she said, see? I said, he's joking. So what did Jess do? Jess texted my daughter.
Oh, goodness.
And I've been getting roasted now for an hour and a half.
How did she have your daughter's number?
They're friends.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What about your friends?
They're both Swifties as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been getting roasted now for 90 minutes about why. You have to talk about it. Even ESPN had it on and said, Stephanie, if I talked about everything ESPN talked about, my ratings wouldn't be very good. Yeah. Ratings wouldn't be very good.
If I would have put that on the rundown, I would have gotten probably a text from each of you and say, look, this isn't.
Not
this
me.
Is
I
not
think it's
happening.
Warranted.
I don't think you would have put it on. I don't think you wanted to put it on.
For a half a second, it did. But then I was like, I'm going to get completely murdered if I put this in there.
Yeah, and I feel bad because like people are already saying, like, how great is that album going to be when she finally has not just the breakup album, but the divorce album.
He's going to have a song about kids soon.
Yeah.
I just want the honeymoon video.
Yikes. You know she's not going to let that happen.
Listen. I don't hate Taylor Swift.
I don't either.
It's just not in our wheelhouse.
It's just, which again, this is, look, I like both of them. I mean, I don't like the Chiefs, but he's like a nice
guy. I love
Travis
Kelce.
Yeah. And people get engaged every day.
Can I say something?
They're not
this?
Special. They're just famous.
You guys got okie doke, because what are we talking about?
No.
They set you up.
No, this is, we
this
brought
is us
it up
talking
earlier.
About it.
We
yeah.
brought it up earlier. I'm not saying she wanted us to do like this whole segment on.
No.
Yeah, that's what she was asking. I said, well, we brought it up.
And we had a cry, too.
I'm reading some of Travis Kelce's old tweet where he said, I want to find a girl with humor. H-U-M-E-R.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but. Damn good football player and can read a defense.
Do you think if we were in Kansas City, like, do you think they're having full segments about that?
Yes, yes. I think.
Well, like, what else is there to say?
It doesn't matter.
Congrats.
It doesn't matter. I think it's a show of in Kansas City they're talking about how much people don't care and how much people care. That's the whole show.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, will he be distracted this season?
Well, he's admitted that he was distracted in the past.
This might be his last year.
Yeah. Hey, he's marrying into money now.
He got money.
Taylor Swift has more rings than the Bills.
Oof.
Suck it, Bills fans.
Wow. Oh, man.
Wow. Go make a donation somewhere, you like losers.
Because you're trashing the Bills.
Hate the Bills.
I love trashing the Bills. Jonas Shaver joins us at 9:30, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, it's the Daily Line.
They had a winning night last night, 3-2, caught a couple of prop plays as well, some of the research we were doing. Today, we got a full slate of baseball games to talk about, some early afternoon ones. I'll give you the best hitting locations today as far as the weather, some prop plays, my favorite home run, and I got a WNBA play for you. It's all coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.